Many of us have been forced to walk the talk. I suppose work from home is more what I'm looking for since the hard lockdown of March. Zooming, Microsoft Teams, Skype, all those platforms have become second nature to us as we continue to meet and connect with colleagues in coming up with solutions to whatever challenges we are faced. The big question that has come into the foreground is, are you allowed to enjoy a glass of wine or a glass of your favorite tipple in the middle of the day? Because I don't know, those spreadsheets are not really turning out the way you were hoping them to be. One listener has said, no, 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 that should not be allowed because you are still very much in the employ of your employer and you would not be drinking alcohol while you are in the office. So why do it while you are at home? Bongani Masuku is the director in employment practice at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr, joins me on the line now. Molo Budien, welcome to the show.
Molo Afrika, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you very much. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thanks. Thank you for having me.
So legally, am I allowed to enjoy a glass of wine in the middle of the day because I'm having a frustrating instruction from Bongani Masuku at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr?
Afrika, the simple answer to the question is an absolute no-no. For as long as you're on the clock, you're required to keep your sober senses at all times. And just to explain very briefly here, the obligation starts from the Occupational Health and Safety Act, Section 8 of which requires all employers, and the obligation here is on the employer, to provide a safe and healthy working environment for all. And what that means is that in terms of the general safety regulations under that act, no person may be allowed to work or be at work while they are under the influence of alcohol. So in terms of the law, particularly South African labor law, there is no distinction between that being under the influence of alcohol while specifically at the workplace or while at work but not necessarily being at the workplace and working from home. And that's the simple answer to the question.
Playing devil's advocate for a moment, Bongani, should we not get to a point where we amend the legislation then? Because increasingly we're going to see people staying at home and working from home because the silver lining to the COVID-19 pandemic is the demonstration that remote working is actually possible and in some cases more efficient.
I would say no, Afrika, for two main reasons. The first main reason is what I've touched on already now, and that's the issue relating to health and safety of oneself while at work or performing work, even if from home. And the other issue is, of course, that what employees must understand is that employers have the right to set performance standards for them, which may or may not be compromised by the psychoactive effect of drugs that drugs have on people when they're under the influence of drugs and or alcohol. So I would say, no, we're not about to change that legislation as yet. Those prerogatives of the employer still remain, and those rights to demand that level of sobriety and to bring about a sober mind to one's work still remains, even during COVID.
The default, of course, is the legislation you are referencing, but do companies, employers need to, be clear in whatever policies they have that they share with the employees that while you are working from home, you are forbidden from consuming any substance which may alter your mind or place you in a place of unsafety?
Oh, absolutely. So the first thing is that obviously the Labor Relations Act has got codes of good practice, some of which draw from the International Labor Organization's code of conduct. And the clear obligation resting on employers is to put in place in writing health and safety policies, including policies regulating the use of drugs and alcohol in the workplace. And it isn't in those specific policies that the employers express themselves about what it is that will be acceptable in their workplace, drugs and alcohol related, and what it is that will not.
How would Bongani Masuku, who's my boss at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr, prove that Afrika Melane, while in the employ, as in, you know, clocked into work during working hours, I have gone on to enjoy a glass of wine?
So the answer to the question is as follows, Afrika. Pursuant to an employer's right to be able to demand that a person be sober-minded at all times when performing work and that they perform work of a particular high standard, there would be some suspicions about either the work or the quality of the work that the person produces, which give rise to a suspicion that the person may or may not have performed work while under the influence of drugs or alcohol, or a person may actually be caught red-handed, as it were. Now, in terms of the policies that employers have, obviously they vary from the different types of employers that they are. So, for example, an employer that employs people to operate heavy machinery, albeit that sometimes this heavy machinery can be, with the help of technology, advanced technology can be regulated or controlled from home, might have a right to demand a zero tolerance on the employees who perform such work, just because of the nature of the machinery that they are involved with, and just because of the nature of the health and safety risks that arise as a result of them performing such work. That obligation might not be the same in relation to a different kind of an employee who doesn't necessarily perform that level of work, who might be in professional or clerical duties, or rendering professional or clerical duties that don't require the same level of sobriety. But how an employer necessarily proves that is arising out of whatever incident that takes place, and then one has to go back to what the policy framework of the employer says about being under the influence of alcohol while at work or consuming and possessing alcohol while at work. And then an investigation would have to be conducted and somebody would have to either be found to be guilty of having been under the influence of alcohol or drugs subsequent to tests being conducted. Some tests can be conducted in relation to drugs. We know all about the breath alcohol tests that are conducted using sometimes the Draeger alcohol test machine that some employers are permitted to utilize, some of which are actually even utilized by the Chinese, the JNPD, for example.
No, for sure. All makes sense. Thank you very much for those insights. Bongani Masugu, Director in Employment Practice at Cliff Decker Hofmeyer. It is illegal for you to be drinking or taking any substance while you are on the clock, even though you are working from home. That is the simple takeaway from that.